Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. Today, we're doing an NCAA Week 1 game preview between the West Virginia Mountaineers and the Pittsburgh Panthers. So if you enjoyed this video or listen to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We have videos every single week on Facebook and YouTube. And our podcast, you can check out each and every single day, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's talk about this rivalry, the backyard brawl, as it's been called, West Virginia Pitt, getting it going week one. Let's talk about the West Virginia Mountaineers so far, man, what they're up to, how their offseason went, and how they are expected to perform this game here. So some key guys to look out for, obviously, you got to look at JT Daniels. All the Georgia fans know this guy. He's coming over, looking to get a fresh start. And is excited to get on the field once again. Just couldn't get on the time at Georgia with Stetson Bennett and crew. But at West Virginia, fresh slate, and he is ready to get it going. When he's on the field, he's great, right? 60% completion percentage, 32 touchdowns, 18 interceptions in his career. And this is a good bounce back year for him. I think that if he has a solid season, then he can really get things rolling. Also, looking at this team here for West Virginia, it's going to be interesting to see how they can do it, right? Can the running game have success against Pitt? That's the big question coming into this one. Tony Mathis, right? How is he going to do with this game? Is he just going to be able to get it rolling, or is he going to be off to a slow start? And it's going to be fun, right? This is going to be a great game. I got this one being close. So I'll get to my final prediction in a minute. But for West Virginia, they're good all O-line, right? They have a really good O-line, one of the best in the country. That's going to be either good for them. Because week one, it's always iffy, right? You don't know if guys are going to be sharp or if they're going to be a little bit relaxed. So if you give JT Daniels time, if you give Mathis a little bit of time as well in the backfield, I think they'll be fine. Then over on defense, you got to look at Dante Stills, the defensive tackle, the big guy on campus, right? Senior, big guy, stuck around it. He could have went to the draft, but he wanted to come back and help out his team. One of four starters returning on defense. And along with Tyjae Alston and a few other guys coming on over, I think Stills is going to have another good season this upcoming year in 2022. And also looking at their team, right, they might have lost a few guys, right? You might have lost some of your receivers like Winston Wright. He's gone. But you have Bryce Ford Wheaton, who's coming over after a pretty solid season last year. 42 catches for 575 and three scores. And also Sam Jones has come back after a pretty good year as well. Not the best receiving core in the Big 12, but it will be sure to put up a lot of yards. And then once again on the defense for West Virginia, it was good last year. Charles Woods coming on back at the corner spot last year. And the linebacking core, it's going to be a little bit of an interesting mix there. They're going over a bit of an overhaul. Some guys are leaving. But you have Jahseer Cox coming over from NDSU, Lee Kapoka from Syracuse, and also Lance Dixon, a few other guys as well. And like I said, you did lose Akeem Mestor to Miami. But like I said, I think Dante Stills is going to be fine there, with Tajik Alston helping out as well. So I think that West Virginia is going to be in for a pretty solid day. That, like I said, they lost a few pieces, but I think that they're going to be just fine. Look at the Pitt Panthers, what they're up to, and how are they going to do and perform in this bowl game that kicks off September 1st at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So for Pitt Panthers, we all know this is the battle of the former USC quarterback. Let's not get it twisted, because the quarterback for Pitt is Keaton Slovis. You know, I mean, this is going to be a battle with Daniels, with Slovis. They know each other, right? They know their play styles. So it's going to be fun to watch. And obviously you're losing Kenny Pickett, who, you know, great player last year, got a lot of recognition, was the only quarterback taken in the first round of this past year's draft, went to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But I like Slovis, man. I think that he is going to have another good season. Like I say, played 9 games for USC last year, threw for over 2,000 yards, 11 touchdowns. But the one thing he's got cut down on is the interceptions. He had 8 of those last year. But with a nice Pittsburgh offense like this, you're going to have to replace some guys like I said, Pickett's gone. Jordan Addison is gone as well. He went over to USC. He's looking good already. So you're going to have to rely on your running game, I think, to really get this offense clicking. Because, I mean, I do like Slovis, but you got to make sure that the backs, right, the running backs, are looking solid as well. And looking at this team, like I said, Jordan Addison being lost, that's a huge loss. He had 100 catches last year, 17 touchdowns. That's hard to duplicate. But you're getting guys like Jared Wayne, who had a pretty good season last year, close to 50 catches. Kanota Mumfield as well, who's a good get from Akron, had 63 catches as well last year, 8 touchdowns. And also you're getting back Gavin Bartholomew. The O-line should be really good for this Pitt Panthers team. I mean, you're getting back all 5 starters, and 3 of those guys being all-stars, a lot of them are pro prospects. So I think they're looking pretty good. And as for the running back, like I mentioned, you have Israel Abanaka, Vincent Davis, and Rodney Hammond, who are going to be all kind of 3-headed monsters, all get kind of a share of the snaps, per se. And then for this team, for Pitt, I think they're going to be fine. The defense, right, dominant with the line, live in the backfield. Secondary is going to be a little bit rough, I think. But the D-line is going to wreak havoc, I think. It's a battle of the Pittsburgh defensive line and the West Virginia offensive line. It's just a battle of attrition. Who wants it more? And that's what's exciting me about this game, as well as the quarterback battle. So, like I said, you got Habuk Baldonado, led the team with 9 sacks last season. He's coming back. Khalija Kansi, who is a really good player. Watch out for him, right? He is a big player, led the defense last year with 13 TFLs, or tackles for loss, last season. Also second on team in sacks with 7 last year. I think he's going to be the anchor. He's going to be the guy that people look out for. And he's going to probably market an All-American after this season. So it's going to be very fun to see how this game plays out. I think the Pitt defense is going to be a little rough. They allowed 264 yards per game last year. That ain't going to survive. That ain't going to look good if they continue that trend, right? Pittsburgh will eat them alive if they keep doing that. So we'll see how they can do. We'll see what happens. You got Brandon Hill and Eric Hallett back there who are going to help out as much as they can. But it's going to be very interesting, very fun to watch. So final thoughts on this game, right? West Virginia, they got to come out, get going with JT Daniels and crew. And as for Pitt, you got Keaton Slovis, who's looking solid out there. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be a close game. So I'm going to go with a final prediction for this one, with West Virginia 24 and Pittsburgh 27. I think this is a close game. I do know that, obviously, you know, since Pittsburgh had a really good year last year, they are ranked number 17 in the preseason polls. West Virginia is unranked, but it's week one, man. Anything can happen. So that's why I got this one being close game. Once again, I got this one the final score with Pittsburgh 27 and West Virginia 24. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. I want to hear in the comments, what's your prediction for this game? Who's going to have a good night? Who's going to be the all-star for this game? Please leave it in our comments on Facebook and YouTube. We check all of them out. And also, please go over and listen to our podcast available every single day, Spotify podcast, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcast listening needs. Thanks once again to the Believe Podcast Network. I've been your host today, Logan Landers. Have a great day, everyone. College football is finally back. Enjoy it with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. We'll see you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.